Syria's ambassador to the UN has told Press TV that Israel and ISIL militants have a secret agreement. Bashar Ja'fari says, according to the deal, Tel Aviv allows a free flow of weapons and insurgents into Syria. Earlier, the UN Security Council adopted a resolution condemning the terrorist group. The Secretary General of the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah says serious doubts exist about the West's real intentions in confronting the ISIL Takfiris. Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah says the Western intervention in Iraq is only meant to serve their interests. He also called on all regional countries to unite against the Takfiris. Officials of Iraq's Kurdistan regional government say ISIL militants have massacred around 100 members of the Izzati minority in a village in the country's north. Officials say the atrocities occurred in only 1 hour on Friday afternoon. It has also been reported that about 300 Izzati women have been kidnapped. At least 7 people have been killed in Egypt during clashes with the police on a Friday. The killings occurred in different cities during rallies to mark the first anniversary of the bloody crackdown on a protest in Cairo. The overall fatalities of protesters on Thursday and Friday now stand at 14. The death toll of Palestinians killed in Israel's attacks on Gaza has risen to 1,980 as the fragile truce between the two sides is holding. According to local sources, about 10,200 Palestinians have been injured in the Israeli onslaught. Thousands of anti-government protesters have arrived in Islamabad to pressure the one-year-old government of Nawaz Sharif to step down. Riot police are out in force and the main roads of the capital have been blocked with shipping containers and barbed wire. And in Britain, the police have raided the home of a famous entertainer over a sexual abuse case. Sir Cliff Richard has been accused of abusing a minor in the 1980s. The star was knighted by the Queen in 1995. Richard has denied the allegations and vowed to clear his name.